Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Cervantes, C-E-V-A-N-T-E, first name Enrique, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z. The referring physician, Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 65-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for back surgery. The HBI. The patient reports an industrial injury to the back, period. He stated that he was unloading a truck when he had a trip and fall, period. The water bottle fell on him and pushed him against the edge of the truck on approximately July 10, 2019, period. He was treated conservatively, period. However, he had continued with symptoms, and MRI revealed a pinched nerve, period. The patient was referred to Dr. Hassan. Where he was noted to have a diagnosis of M48.061 and M48.8X6. The patient was felt to require a two-stage surgery, with stage one being L3-4, L4-5, lateral lumbar interbody fusion, and stage two, L3-4, L4-5, posterior spinal fusion with instrumentation, left L3-4, lateral endoscopic surgery, period. The patient had continued with pain, which he described as 8-9/10 and associated with decreased range of motion, period. He has had no exertional chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, ulcer. Next number, CVA. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next number, left ear. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, one daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, one daily. Sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams, one daily. Rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams one daily, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, Basaglar 12/25 units injection three times weekly, lisinopril daily, Trulicity injection weekly. D. Allergies, ibuprofen results in ulcers, family history. Father had diabetes, a sister also had diabetes. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking. He notes prior alcohol use, but none in 20 years. He has distant history of marijuana use, but none since he had kids, period. The review of systems, ATENT. He has poor dentition and will have dental extraction, but otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/84, pulse 96, respiratory rate 18, height 59 inches, weight 185.6 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, he has poor dentition. Musculoskeletal, he has decreased grip of the right hand, period. There is mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 96 beats per minute. There is right bundle branch block, period. The impression, this is a 65-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. Patient is noted to be clinically stable at the time, period. However, he does have history of diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and prior CVA, period. Despite all the above, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. Of note, MRI on October 24, 2024, revealed moderate central stenosis at L2-3. There is L3-4 severe lateral recess and foraminal stenosis. There is severe right foraminal stenosis at the L4-5 level, period. Lumbar and pelvis X-ray, dated 12/13/2022, reveals moderate degenerative changes, loss of lumbar lordosis. There is no evidence of spondylolisthesis. There is no evidence of scoliosis. There is no evidence of fracture dislocation. There is minimal degeneration of the hips bilaterally. With this background, then, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, although his risk is moderately increased given multiple comorbidities. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient's Savannah test.